Unlimited Love was standout for me. It wasn't, I don't think it was one of the singles, but it was definitely one of my favourites, and I just started to sing it at the piano. I didn't really decide to cover it. I just sort of just sat down at the piano and started singing it and playing the chords.
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion.
Naken vokal, sparsommelig piano og seig dubstep-bass kanskje ikke noen tradisjonell hitoppskrift, men for James Blake har det fungert oppsiktsvekkende godt. Etter en håndfull EP-utgivelser forventningene nå skrudd I været foran slippet av debutalbumet. Men at det var en coverlåt som ble det store gjennombruddet, det bekymrer ham ikke nevneverdig.
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, we live in a postmodern world, don't we? Where you can get away with stuff like that. It's not like it's a really well-known song. I'm not covering Summertime as my first release, you know what I mean? You know what? Once I'd produced it, I forgot that it was a fly song. It didn't matter to me because it was just a song. The vocal just became something completely different to me. I haven't used most of the lyrics to the original song. So it's not a complete song, it's more of an interpolation.
På Blakes tidligere utgivelser det ikke akkurat tradisjonell vokal som vært I fokus for produksjonene. Men med albumet har han endelig funnet måten å få sangstemmen til å passe inn.
My voice is showcased a bit more. But I'd say the production is just as uncompromising as anything else I've done. I didn't feel like my production really suited my voice for quite a while. And then I gradually sort of introduced it slowly and kind of got used to it. And then started writing proper songs. And I think it's trying to find a style of production that works for the voice. Very much the production supports the voice and not the other way around. So that's what I took quite a while to discover.
Det var nemlig med stemmen og pianoet det hele begynte, for Blake har sunget og spilt mye lenger enn han har produsert elektronisk musikk. Den biten kom først da han ble introdusert for Londons dubstep-scene.
Getting into dubstep really was what inspired me to start producing. I just loved what I was hearing and needed to sort of be part of it, and the only way to do that was to produce. It's meant a lot to me. I met a lot of people. I've met some great friends, and I've been heavily inspired by a lot of people that make music in that scene. It completely changed my life at about the age of 19, 20, and gave me something else to sort of focus on. I was at uni, but I was always part of something else, you know.
Og noe annet det virkelig. For noe av det mest fascinerende ved Blakes musikk at den faktisk får folk til å stoppe opp og lytte, selv om den går I et ganske annet tempo enn det vi vant til I vår hektiske pop-hverdag.
Well, I mean, it's just it's the feel of where I am at the time. And, you know, if I'm in a quiet room on my own, I'm not going to be writing massive rave tracks, am I? So it's just the way I feel at the time. And if a lot of people can connect with that, then, you know, that is a massively good feeling for me. It's not a political comment, you know, my album. I'm not saying, oh, you know, there's loads of busy music in the world, so have some of this. What I'm saying is, this is what I like, this is where I've been, and I hope you like it.
There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love.